So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Well, oh, that's jazzy.
It's jaunty, eh?
Yeah. Wow, I'm bobbing my head.
You can, even if you don't know what this is from, Late Night Entertainment Tonight TV, you can kind of see the, you can picture the period graphics kind of doing their thing.
Yeah, yes. I feel like I'm like...
some real space age computers doing space age things. Yeah. Maybe there's some like video frames moving slowly across the screen.
Yeah, and like a pan.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Some kind of like Tron-like landscape in the background.
Yes, yeah. Well, what's happening in Flicks?
What's happening in Flicks? Literally at Flicks, I've been asked quite a lot over the last couple of months when the Spinal Tap sequel was coming out. So 41 years after the most accurate movie about the music business. It's a documentary, really, let's face it.
Yeah.
Certainly for bands in the 41 years since this is Spinal Tap's release have found themselves living moments from that film. Just kind of captures the ridiculousness, it captures the ego, it captures all of the silly little things that happen along the way.
Yeah.
I have not seen the sequel, but what I can tell you is that it's screening belatedly as part of the British and Irish Film Festival, which is currently underway. I've got to say, I'm not totally sold on the idea of kind of catching up with this story so long after the film. But look, the kind of one of the joys about it's really been the chemistry between the actors and Spinal Tap. So if that's intact, and that's probably a little bit TBC, it could work. So it's very tempered. I haven't seen this film, okay. But if you want to see Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, you can catch it playing as part of the British and Irish Film Festival. That's taking place in a number of different cinemas across Tamaki at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's running for a little... it's got a little bit of legs left in it still. It's running until the 19th of November.
Yes.
Kind of about a third of the way through now.
There's the Marianne Faithfull film is the one that I want to check out.
Yeah, look, that hasn't landed on my radar, that one, but I would note that The History of Sound is playing. This was at the NZIFF not too long ago. Stars Paul Mescal and Josh O'Connor, so I think you can kind of kind of guess who's lining up for that one. Also jumping out for me is a film called Dead of Winter, which is a bit of a generic title. But it's Dame Emma Thompson is sort of having her moment of doing a Taken. You know, like when the older actor gets to kick some ass?
Yeah.
And so it's always good to see it. It's always good to see a dame kicking some ass. As the title suggests, it's like a snow set kind of action thriller.
Cool.
Also in the program that interested me, it made me feel old that Kate Moss can have a kind of biopic-y sort of film about her. There's a film called Moss and Freud, which is not that Freud, but it's about her being the subject of a portrait. So it's kind of like one of those biopics that kind of just captures like a little moment in time or a few moments in time.
Yeah.
That looks interesting. And one that I had recommended to me, well, actually also on the fashion tip, there is a documentary about Twiggy, the fashion icon model, face of a generation. But one I had recommended was the interesting titled The Golden Spurtle.
Spurtle.
Spurtle. It's not a word you hear every day.
No. What is a spurtle?
Well, this is a documentary about the World Porridge Making Championships.
Sick.
And you know what? I'm so into it.
That's cool. That's... wow.
So
yeah.
You got your oats, you got your salt, you got your water.
That's all you... like, there's no other... you can't put raisins.
Look... as a purist, I don't know what a purist would say. I'd do a raisin. A raisin porridge. I'd do maybe a bit of brown sugar on top of the porridge.
Yeah. Well. I actually honestly wouldn't eat porridge if there's no brown sugar.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It's a vehicle. Vehicle for your sugar consumption.
Yes.
So I'm kind of intrigued by this. I think it's got the kind of specificity that a heartwarming little doco might be perfect for. Anyway, the bunch of stuff is playing. There's a Dame Maggie Smith sort of spotlight section as well. So check out the British and Irish Film Festival. You can go to britishfilmfestival.co.nz. And also on the little bit of a preview of stuff coming up, it's the Hollywood Avondale's 110th birthday. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
And they're their birthday week of celebrations. They're not playing 110-year-old films. Don't worry. But it is a really interesting kind of snapshot of things that their staff and fans have connected with over the years. True Romance is playing tomorrow night. This is really fun. It's Tony Scott's direction of a Quentin Tarantino script starring Patricia Arquette and Christian Slater. They're just cool as.
Yeah.
They're such a great duo on screen. But in keeping with the more recent history of the Hollywood, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is screening on Friday. That I don't know how long of a run that had there. I want to say it played for a decade. Yeah, it did. It played for a decade on Friday nights. This was from 78 till 88.
Oh my God.
There was something about, this film connected in a way during that period that probably feels a bit quaint now.
Yeah.
Permission, I guess, to be an oddball in that period was seldom handed out in a way like the Rocky Horror Picture Show did. It's not playing super late. It's playing at pre-shows at 7:30 on Fridays, but still gives you time to dress up.
Yes, afterwards. Are you encouraged to dress as tradition?
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah.
Look,
fantastic.
The world's your oyster.
Yeah.
I've got a prior commitment, so you're going to be spared. me in lingerie at least at that screening. Also as part of this 110th, Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest is screening Saturday afternoon. You could double feature that. This kind of works as long as you're not a really young kid with Paul Verhoeven's awesome Starship Troopers, which is 6:30 on Saturday. Donnie Darko on Sunday. And there we go, a nice little kind of smattering of quite Hollywood-y,
yes.
Hollywood-y titles.
Yeah.
And getting out of the kind of preview-y mode, for something that I have watched and that you can also watch right now, playing on streaming on Neon here, is Rachel Sennett's new HBO series, I Love LA.
Okay.
It's the... I think every generation or micro-generation needs its cool, hot young people trying to make it.
Yeah.
Comedy series.
Yes. Yeah.
And this really is that for Xennials. The setting's obviously LA. It's sort of set around the influencer culture of Hollywood. Sennett's character Maya's working in a talent agency. Her kind of on again, off again best friend comes back to town and is like a burgeoning influencer. I don't think they're really quite sure like what her actual thing is that she does.
Yeah.
But she's hot and she influences well. So it becomes a kind of vehicle for both her own progression and, you know, Sennett trying to climb the ladder of being an agent. Her mate's a stylist for a pop star. Another friend is the Nepo baby daughter of a famous film director. And they just kind of get up.
Yep.
It's a young people get up to mischief.
Mm.
And Josh Hutcherson, for fans of a certain age, will thrill to his appearance in the show.
I actually saw him in LA.
What?
At a coffee shop.
Wow.
He looked very embarrassed. Like he was
like just
blushing.
In general?
Yeah.
About being recognised or just about being a human?
I think just standing in line waiting for his coffee in Echo Park.
Was he muttering, "Hutch, don't wait. Hutch, don't wait."
Probably,
don't
wait.
On the inside.
His lips were like moving a tiny amount of, yeah.
I really like the show. It's got everything you want. Young people chasing their dreams comedy to be.
Nice.
It's hot, it's funny, it's got some things to say, and you know what? If you want to roll your eyes at young people, you get plenty of opportunities to do that too. So something for everybody.
Not that you do that, Steve.
Not at all.
No.
What I am a young people.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to cut my losses and finish now.
Thank you, Steve. I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God.
Until next time.
No. Oh, my God. Okay. We'll cut.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.